When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
So I'm all alone at the apartment when Mahmoud is at work. And there's just nothing to do. Just nothing. 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 Someone feel sorry for me.
Not me.
Hello. This is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Woo. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yay! Let's love!
Not me.
Why not me when I wear a hijab? Why not me? I don't wanna.
I wanna
start a fashion model company. Why not me?
That had so many words, and I thought you were gonna rhyme it.
Nah.
I want a fashion model. No, job is not. Job doesn't rhyme with hijab because it's the same thing. Knob, fob, lob. I
slog.
Why not me?
That's
I
what
just
want to
sit and sob.
This is a slog. We need to move on.
Doesn't rhyme. It's a near rhyme. This is toe.
Season 4, episode 6.
We're still in Vegas.
Love is one thing, knowledge is another. We are still in Vegas, y'all. We're still here.
I'm still here.
Okay. Y'all,
we have a beautiful view.
It is pretty.
Of the nicer hotels that we could be staying at. Mm-hmm.
Snow on the mountain.
Snow on the mountain.
Okay. Y'all, we did most of the announcements last time. We've got a lunch to go to.
Listen to those.
Listen to those.
No, this is more important. Let's focus.
All right.
I don't care about your lunch.
Well, you didn't. It could be with somebody important.
It is something I set up, so.
Yes.
I was just trying to be disingenuous.
Yeah.
I love to be contrary.
We're probably going to do the first half of this podcast before and then go to this lunch. And if they feed Poodle liquor, I don't know what's going to happen on part two, y'all. I'm worried.
Y'all. Nicole is fully in her white woman stuck in Egypt movie. And again, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. No,
okay.
I just wanted to put a button on this.
Yeah.
It's doing the same thing and expecting him to be different. He's already assured you of who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And he constantly, it got a little weird at the end. And again, there's part of me that wants to feel bad, but I don't have it in me. I think
she's lived in Egypt before. I always go back to that.
More importantly,
she's not brand new.
She knows this person.
Yeah.
This person hasn't changed. And
I mean,
yikes.
And again, she just had no idea what she was getting into. But the first time she did, the second time.
Yep.
That's what all of this. The only reason she went, we'll talk. No, I'm going to tell myself to save it.
I also just want to say one last time. He keeps saying, but you promised to do this. And she says, but I didn't know what it entailed. And I think
that's fair.
I think that is fair. However, you know now.
You knew before you moved over here again.
Right. And
save it. Well, you don't want to start with them.
Let's talk about Danielle and Mohammed. That title card when she's disappointed.
Danielle and Johan.
Thank you.
You said Danielle and Mohammed.
God, I wish we had another season of them.
Yes.
Gods of reality television. Give us one more season of Danielle text to Mohammed. I know they don't care about each other anymore, but God, that was some good television.
Mohammed, are you still driving trucks? Mohammed, do you think we could go to Disney if I came to Florida? Mohammed, it's snowing a lot here. Do you like snow angels?
Is the French restaurant at Epcot Center like a French restaurant in France?
I like French bread.
French bread pizza.
Danielle and Johan,
boy.
Again, really surging ahead in the most miserable bitch category. She's surpassing, just jumping over everyone's head. That was like a Miss COVID cough.
That was. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Hey, boy.
Uh-oh.
Anyway.
Oh, that's funny.
There's no one else in the category at this point. I mentioned before that title card when she's upset, she's got her hand on her hip, and he's, of course, 5 feet more taller. And I said, it's disapproving Italian mom energy.
That's what it is.
What are you doing, son? What are you doing?
That is exactly what it is.
I tell you. Oh.
You can't do the butcher shop. You got to work on your own, Lefanza.
Oh,
shower the snake.
She's just looking at him like, I don't know no birth nothing.
She, you know,
I hate her.
There's so much that's happened already that, you know, the sissy and the, I think this is on our Patreon comments, reminded me. She's upset at him for lying. When, remember, he thinks he's on another show. She's
right?
been lying to
That's
him
right.
about, she's not even planning on taking him back to the U.S.
He thinks he's on 90 Day Fiancé.
So she's upset that he lied about a woman
he's on
not telling
otro
him.
Vez.
Yes. So she's upset. So instead of when he says, the reason I didn't tell you about this is because the woman aborted my baby without telling me, and I really wanted the baby. She, instead of saying, I'm so sorry, that had to be hard for you.
Thanks for finally being honest.
Thanks for telling me. But you still have a lot to work on to be an adult in a relationship. Fuck you, you miserable person.
There's a moment.
God.
There's a moment.
She's on Big Ed level to me. Really.
Well,
this is emotional abuse.
I want to clarify.
We have cough drops because it's very dry in Vegas.
She's on a certain level because she's on a level. I think she's on a different scale over here of audacity. As someone said in our Patreon comments, y'all, Patreon comments are lit these days.
Lit.
We're having so much fun in there. Someone said it's like she showered in audacity.
It is like she is.
And that's true.
That's
There's
true.
Something about her that is, And it'd be different if, I think, if she was a good person and had something to, she's also, y'all, she's doing these retreats now. And like everybody, she's trying to become an influencer. Yeah. And she posted something on Instagram. I couldn't watch it because she makes me irrationally angry. I know it's hard to believe. But she, the 5 foot
y'all, if you
Italian disapproving mom energy.
If you go on a Danielle retreat.
First of all.
I can't help you.
The buy-in is steep and you're going to have to buy a lot of witchy products.
Oh, yeah.
And a banana leaf. And a banana
tree. Own botanica.
Yes. So I was going to say, the thing about her is that there's always a point in their conversation where you think she's going to hear him and she's going to be a human being.
You do. You go, surely and she will hear this. You'll think that she sees the humanity of him.
Without fail. Nope. There's a point and she just goes, no. And throws it away. Yep. And that's when she went, he shares with her. And she goes, well, thank you for sharing that. With the energy of, well, we would not be in this if you didn't tell me about your pain. If you hadn't told me about your pain before. And the thing is,
I'm not your girlfriend. I'm your wife. You have to tell me all these things.
So not only is he saying something he's ashamed of, she's going to heap more shame on him.
Yeah.
She's a horrible person.
She's a horrible person.
Like, every time, who was it that kept getting, it felt like it was surrealism to me because they kept getting more and more horrible and more and more horrible. Like, I didn't think it was possible. I think it was
Bilal.
Was someone last season. Bilal did surprise me that way.
Yeah.
That I thought it was like a joke being played on us.
He's doing influencer now stuff, too. He wants to teach you about the economy and how to make money passive-aggressively and
please
all that shit.
Please lecture me, Bilal. So, y'all, they have a fight because of all this. And her biggest... the other thing is... Audacity personified has this thing of, we're married. I should never be sleeping alone. And even if it was something I did, and I'm a married woman, I shouldn't be sleeping alone. You know, she's 42 years old. She's younger than us.
Well, then she's younger than you, yeah.
You're 44.
I'm 43. Yes, by the time people listen to this, I'm 44, but I'm 43.
If you remember last week, he basically said, he had mentioned to her that he had gotten women pregnant before.
Yes.
And that they miscarried. And turned out he had a slip of the tongue in saying he and sometimes women aborted. And again, none of this is any of her fucking business.
I I
want to destroy this room.
Hear from other, because I didn't know as a woman, hearing from other sissies, but also when I talked, I meant to talk about this first one, but if you want to listen on the Patreon of Pink Shade, last week, Mary Payne, she was indisposed, and so Kimberly from Date with Dateline and I jumped on, and we did a whole recap of last week's tow. It was fun. But I asked her as well, and she said, no, it's none of
your
business.
It's none of your fucking business.
None. None, none, none.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah.
Ugh. If I could roll my eyes out of my head, I would.
Boy, but your poor mother had to deal with you doing that your whole childhood.
My whole family does that. And, like, it's funny because my father will go, my father can do it really well. He's like... It's really good.
It's interesting that your dad, like, I thought of rolling your eyes.
It's effeminate.
It's a very feminine thing to do.
Strange thing. I've never heard of that before.
Really?
You calling my father effeminate?
I mean, I can see it.
Me too. Hey, Fran, am I effeminate?
He's a thin man. He could do well with little gay guys.
Stop!
He could get himself a little twink.
Your father could have been a daddy.
My dad?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. He's got a pump-up penis. He can fuck anything. We're going to talk about that later because, ironically, a pump-up penis comes up on 90 Day Fiancé. Shit we never thought we were going to talk about.
So, anyway, he comes over, y'all. And again, we talked about this before. He says, I need to fix things. I met this girl. She got pregnant. She told me she had a miscarriage. Later, I found out she had an abortion. Mm-hmm. And I told you about the miscarriage because this is the part. I really wanted a baby. And I'm not comfortable talking about that. And you would think that she would go to him in that moment and just say, I'm sorry you had to go through with that.
Meet him where his emotion is.
She's like,
I just want to say this. Because she says, like, you need to tell, she wants to state her boundary of what she needs. You can still tell someone what you need, but also meet them emotionally where they are.
And then she said, well, it's time for you to tell me all about your past. And basically, she says, you have a wife, not a girl. More shame. You have a wife, not a girlfriend.
And I just want to say, it's not to know his past from a way, again, of curiosity to get to know him more. It's to know his past so that way I know what your body count is. So that way I know how much I can trust you and make it about me.
And I can fight with you. I can find fault with you use it against you later.
Yep. I can bring up your past to use it against you later.
This is the worst kind of person to be in a relationship with.
It's horrible.
Anyway, at the end, she says, there's a long way to go into building an adult relationship. Again, I'm an adult. You're a child.
You spot it. You got it. I think she has a very long way to go to be an adult relationship.
And then she's like, can I come over? And then he probably banged her out.
Again, he's just a 9-inch dick fuck toy to her.
Yeah.
That's it, y'all. That is
miserable
all.
Miserable bitch!
Itch! Itch!
That category, y'all, she ran that category.
She read it. She... I mean, we're watching on our class list right now. We are doing the golden age of Colty and Larissa. And she actually sometimes makes Larissa seem kind.
That's true.
Really?
But Larissa's dumb. Danielle's not.
She's not.
Larissa has some street smarts.
Larissa is too dumb. That's the best. Larissa tries to be manipulative. But
it's so obvious.
But she thinks everything I learned about manipulation I learned from sitcoms of TGIF.
When I saw it on Step by Steppy.
Step by Steppy.
Patrick Duffy in Step by Steppy.
Oh, Patrick Duffy. I recently saw Scott Bakula in person. Oh, he was at the Carol Burnett thing I went to.
Oh,
I was right by him.
You keep dropping hints, and you're going to get sued.
Tell you the story. I'll probably wait to when the Carol Burnett thing comes out, and I'll tell you the story of it on the air, because it was magical. But Scott Bakula is a fucking daddy.
He was part of my sexual awakening.
Holy shit.
Him in Quantum Leap, shirtless.
Whoa.
That was something.
Instead of hitting that side of that little walkie-talkie thing, I was slapping my dick.
And I would go, oh boy, we got a problem. Oh boy.
Wow.
I'm like, what are these feelings?
What are these feelings?
Oh boy.
Wow. All right, y'all. I know it seems kind of early, but we're actually going to take a commercial now because we've got to go to this lunch, and then next we'll finish up with the rest of
Gabe
the cast.
Gabe and Isabel and... Nicole and Mahmoud.
Nicole. Nicole and Mahmoud. Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze.
is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
All right. I'm picking up.
Give me my phone.
I'm picking up Poodle's phone.
No.
You told me you want me to read something.
No. No, I told you, give me my phone.
I'm giving you the phone?
No.
What
just
am I doing?
Just look at it.
Y'all, Poodle just got a message from a guy in Las Vegas on Grindr. Dumb Breeder 29.
I love the 29 part of it.
He's only 295 feet away. Why does it say boost me by him? Oh, God. God, I'm not ready for dating on apps. God. Oh, God, I'm not ready. I'm like a little lamb just ravaged by wolves.
Talk to you later.
Yeah. And yeah, why does Dom Breeder have a star by it? It says favorite. Wow.
I got that. I just wanted you to see that.
Wow.
That's sometimes screen names say everything.
They say everything.
Like the exclamation perfume. Make a statement without saying
I loved exclamation. That was a good perfume.
I don't think it was.
Well,
y'all, we're back.
Y'all, we're back. Now, Christina's going to hate this. The lighting looks different because it's been like 2 hours. Y'all, we've already lost $300, had 3 drinks, and had lunch. But we're back to
not
finish
enough.
This. Not enough.
It's not enough.
The thing is that Poodle and I both have this where we go, I'll win it back.
Yeah.
Can't win it back, y'all. It's like your virginity. Once you lose your money to Vegas, it's gone.
If you win a little bit, cash out.
Yeah.
It's time.
Why didn't we learn that?
And I think, especially with slots, if you win a little bit, cash out. And
yeah.
You start to lose cash out.
Cash out.
It's because you're not going to win it back.
Da, cash out.
Now, with poker or like blackjack, that's a skill game. So
is it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, poker. Blackjack,
yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, I like blackjack.
Poker more so.
I like blackjack because you can sit and talk to people and get to know them.
You're a nightmare.
But it's terrible. You don't want to be that person on the end.
Sorry, y'all, I'm blowing my nose.
The blackjack dealer deals to first. You don't want to be that person.
You do not want to be that person.
That person can fuck up a table, and people get really upset about that.
Welcome to Gays on Gambling.
Yeah, Gays on Gambling. Come at us. Do we have any? We have a sissy who's a minor. I bet we have sissies who are professional gamblers.
I had a student who was a professional poker player.
Really, fix your mic, condom.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, what did she? What was her for? Poker was what she played.
Yeah, she played online. She made money that way.
Online?
Yeah, that was her whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if I trust the computer.
She met her husband doing the same thing. Her husband
that
was also a professional
like a
poker player.
That sounds like a shifty relationship. Do they have someone buried in Temecula?
He had an affair, so.
Oh, well. Didn't work.
I really should not air their dirty laundry.
Don't gamble.
I didn't say their name, so it's
don't
fine.
Gamble in life, just or in love, just on the table.
But she's happy now. She's moved back east. She's a good mom to 2 kids and
riveting.
That's fair. That is when you should say riveting.
Okay.
You know what? We should do that more in life. Y'all gotta give your husbands riveting.
Someone
sometimes.
Just said they did say that to their husband, and they said,
"I'm sorry, it feels good."
I don't know if
especially
I
when they're
it.
Talking about shit that means nothing.
I don't know.
Half
if it's
the
good.
Time you're doing that.
I don't think it's a great, but
it keeps life fun. If they're bearing their soul to you, maybe not. But if they're talking about something that means nothing,
it's true.
My father was going on about something on the phone the other day, and I was just like, God, what the fuck is this?
You can't say riveting to your father.
No, you can't
what
say
if you
riveting
said that
to
Mother
father.
Poodle.
No.
I can see it now. What'd you say to me? You'll pay. God. I raised you. No, you can't say riveting.
Your mother really does say you'll pay, doesn't she?
Yes.
Like, yes. Like the
like
Cobra, like the Cobra Commander.
Yeah.
You'll pay, G.I. Joe.
You'll pay for that. You'll pay for that later.
I shouldn't do that to my boys.
So, y'all, it's now time for the newest Pedro Almodovar movie, All About My Penis.
Wow.
So just before, this is Gabe and Isabel. Before we start this, we are not going to go, the show gave a very, I would say, frank and fascinating.
I thought it did a great
discussion
job.
Of what Gabe went through to have bottom surgery and and the several operations he went through and the kind of what he called the pain and the scarring that it took. Mm-hmm. But he, you know, and he kept going and he hasn't had, and I was confused because he was shirtless, but he has not had top surgery.
Mm-hmm. He was just small chested.
He just said he was small chested.
Mm-hmm.
So he's looking into getting that done, but he's very concerned about the scarring because he showed the scars that he had on his legs before. From the tissue that was taken to create his phalloplasty.
I have a friend who's and they're very proud of those scars.
Yep.
So who knows?
And we just want to say, I would encourage you, if you do not watch the show, we're not going to go into that amount of detail because as two cis men, we don't feel like we can. Gabe is speaking from his experience as a trans person.
There's other experiences
and
out there.
There are very different. So we're going to talk about Gabe's experience. This by no means is a blanket description for anyone else's trans experience.
And we say that because some of you are very well versed in trans issues. Yeah. Some of you are not. Like, I know sometimes some people are talking about like Gabe in the comments and using the wrong pronouns. Like his pronouns are he, him. That's mm-hmm. what he says. So it's just you're here to educate yourself, not other people for you, but. The fact I just knowing Gabe did this because Gabe probably wanted to share his story and wanted to give insight into this.
It's extremely brave.
It's really fucking vulnerable to do this. And so the fact that he chose to do this.
Do yourself a favor and watch.
Hats off to this guy.
Yep.
And what I love about this more than anything, it's not about because I think why a lot of trans, it wasn't let's gawk at a trans person and talk about their body. This was about two people who just wanted to make sure that the other person felt comfortable and felt good.
Yeah, especially Isabel.
Whenever
saying,
they shared intimacy.
I want you to feel good.
And he wanted her to feel good.
Yeah.
And it was came from such a place of love and care and connection.
Yeah.
It made me a little teary. It was very moving. And I thought, hats off to Matt Sharp. We don't love it when they talk about other things. We wish like Bilal and Big Ed, they would cut those things. But this, they did a really great job.
I don't know if this is a documentary style reality show, of course. But I don't know if another show that is this popular has ever talked about trans issues in this way.
Surgery.
Especially when it goes into surgery. And I don't know. It is remarkable, and it should be celebrated as this is exposure in the best possible way. All exposure
in the best
is good
possible
exposure.
Way because Gabe
is
wanted
speaking.
It to be.
Yeah.
Gabe wanted it to be exposed.
He's telling
way.
His story.
It's being
in
led
his
by
way.
Him.
Yeah.
So
and again,
if you don't agree with it, that's if you don't agree with the way it was talked about,
fine.
That's fine. But honestly, I don't think it's any of your business.
Right.
Gabe is the one leading this.
He's telling his story, and this is his experience as a trans person.
Yeah.
So I don't think any of us can argue with what he feels what he feels he is.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to argue. We're not going to sit here and argue with that.
No.
So this little segment here is not going to be heavy on details because, as us We're two cis men talking about trans bodies. Trans bodies have been exploited only for genital talk.
Also, Jake's gone in too much detail about his own sexual stuff, and I just don't want to.
There's too much
time for it.
Dom Breeder, let's talk
Dom,
later.
Yeah, we're done. Yeah, we've had enough.
So he's sorry, Dom Breeder, 29.
29.
It's good. It's good. They put their age.
Yeah, it's good. did he just send you a picture of his dick? Was that?
I don't think any pictures. I think he blocked me because I didn't respond.
Okay, great. I started to ask, and then I went, I don't want to know. Kind of the way you feel about Oklahoma Story. You start to ask, and you wait, why did I ask?
Yep.
So the Gabe and Isabel are going to a doctor in Colombia. Dr. Roberto. And so Gabe talks about, again, what trans people go through in this country. He went to a doctor in Florida, and the doctor didn't believe that he was trans. And so he physically had to show the doctor genitalia and scars for a doctor to fucking believe him. That pissed me off.
And this is not like Nebraska where you don't see a trans person.
No, well,
this is
fucking Florida where you, I guess you don't say gay, you don't say black, and you don't say trans.
But he's in Wilton Manors.
Yeah, which is very queer LGBTQ friendly.
But it might be he wasn't there before.
We don't know if he went to a doctor in Wilton Manors.
That's true.
Yeah. So anyway, just... So coming, that's what Gabe's going into, going, well, now I'm in Colombia. Is it a doctor even going to take me seriously? Yeah.
So they're basically, it's Dr. Roberto says, you know, here in Colombia, where he is, it's not common to see, for me, it's not common to see trans patients. And basically, they're talking about, the doctor wanted to say, I need to ask you, why did you choose to have bottom surgery first? And it was interesting. He said, that made me feel like, for him, that made him feel like a man.
Yes. Well, and so, I think he asked that too, because the top surgery is way less involved.
Yes, much, much less complicated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the bottom surgery was a lot more potential for scarring.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Potential.
And so we go into...
And he had some complications, and he had to have surgery after surgery. So.
That's why you see the scars on his legs. You know, we've seen those before.
Yeah.
And... So he said,
science is incredible.
He even says, I'm not really worried about the scars. I'm worried about the pain because it was very painful for him before.
Yeah.
So, and he even says, you know, I want to do this, but if it's going to be horribly painful like it was before and maybe cost prohibitive, it seems like he's going to Colombia. It's only $3,000. So
it's a lot cheaper than in the U.S.
Oh, yeah. That's why medical tourism is a huge thing. That's why. Hashtag Bodrin.
Well, I don't think people need to go to cross the border to Mexico right now. That it can
Reality Gaze does not endorse medical tourism to Mexico. Maybe look at the news in the last couple days.
Look at the news.
A little dangerous.
Poor people.
Yeah, it's very sad.
They talk a little bit about... erection stuff for gay, because that can be an issue too with when people have surgery, at least a little bit that I know. And so the doctor talks, there's different ways. I will say what he described, where you inflate the balls, and that's what my dad, Chelsea Marr, had. His pump, that's what he called. My dad, I just pump it up and I go into, he's
like a Nike Air.
Yeah, he said, I pump it up and I go into that massage parlor and I leave them dripping. My dad just looked down from heaven and said, attaboy.
Some people just drove off the road.
My
that's seared in my brain. I'm so sorry.
And then when he get done, he'd use that hand sanitizer to do. Remember, because he would do that so he wouldn't get an STI. He'd put hand sanitizer on it.
Because that'll do it.
Oh, that kills everything, man. I'm not gonna get anything. I just put a hand sanitizer on my dick when I'm done.
You know what? I'm frankly not uncomfortable talking about this, but I'm very uncomfortable talking about your father's penis pump.
He even, my niece now, the one that married my nephew, my dad said, I knew I was going to like Cassidy. I said, why? He said, because... She asked me about my penis pump the first time I met her, because my dad talked about it to everybody. And then, like, a week after he
left. So that's why there's no boundaries.
A week after my dad died, we're all kind of sitting there kind of sad. And Cassidy just said, I have a question, y'all. And we said, what? She said,
was he buried with it?
She's going to, like,
who's going to get that penis pump? Dylan might need that when he gets older. And we laughed and laughed and laughed.
I love her.
Oh, I love her.
I don't know her.
You would love her.
Your future niece-in-law.
Well, now she's my niece. Very exciting. Anyway.
Future niece-in-law still makes my head hurt.
Hey, look, one day I'm not going to be able to get it up. And I've got a little bit of like, I've got a little bit of heart stuff that I have to watch and worry. So
see, you can't take the blue pill.
Probably won't take the blue pill. My dad could not. I don't have high blood pressure, though. But so I think, the more I think about it, I think I'll probably get a pump
too. It. Pump it up. Just pump it.
Bump. I will notice whenever I would clean my dad, you know, because I had to do that. And my brother and I talked about that. He's like, Dad kind of always has a chubby, doesn't he? I was like, yeah, it's not, wasn't fun to wipe around, but it kind of is life.
It's like a bad taste in my mouth.
Boy, if you're watching the Intimate Portrait right now, Poodle's face.
I love it how I was trying to portray a sensitive moment talking about a trans person's journey. And it was waylaid into cheap, dirty jokes.
It's just real life. Where were we?
Later, we're at a cafe. Meanwhile, at the cafe, she brings up the different types of erection surgeries that,
yeah,
and she basically says, you know what, I was very satisfied when we were together, so that's not, it's everything's fine.
So heartwarming.
I love her. She has become my favorite person this season.
I love Isabel and Gabe both.
He's grown on me. I'm a little afraid to love him because we've been shown a little bit so far. That scares me a little bit in his, but he's grown on me.
What I love is,
I think he's extremely brave.
When are we our most vulnerable? When you're naked in a bed, like making love to someone. That's when we're their most intimate moment, and you're so scared of, you don't want to be rejected in that moment.
That's true.
Some people
never had that happen.
Some people want to be choked.
Not choked in a scary way.
In a hot way.
So they're basically talking about, you know, through certain, he's going into great detail about this. And the trans lady, y'all, the translator is not having any of this talk.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, so if I wear sweatpants, I kind of have to. And she's like, so this will make it cook. And she just starts busting out laughing. Yeah. I just love that in this really heavy conversation, she can just bust up.
We've never had two people laugh at the translator. They always, like with Devin and Jihoon, they believe
fucking
everything.
Translator Jihoon.
They believe everything, and they're going, what? What? And they're panicked, and Devin's going, like.
Yeah. The translator's like riffing like Richard Pryor at this point.
Wow.
Very timely
someone's,
joke.
Someone's over 40.
Current references only, as Mink Jade says. Anyway, ooh. Later on, we're talking about, she basically says, when we're together, do you feel good with me? And he says, see, very much so. And he says, I feel good with you. And she's like, I feel good with you. And
it was beautiful.
And this idea is, she's like, I'm just so sorry. He even says in his interview, I'm so sorry. This is a lot of penis talk for y'all. He's like, all about my penis. That's what I said.
Laughs about it. But when
it's the new Almodovar movie.
I don't know who that is.
You never heard of All About My Mother? Never mind.
Oh, I've heard of that movie.
I just need to stop making any joke that's not about Hee-Haw or Disney Channel movies. There were a couple sissies out there who went, that's good.
There were a lot.
And the rest went, Carl!
What's Almodovar, my mama? What's Almodovar? What's Almodovar? Is that a new candy bar?
When Gabe says, it feels good not to feel defective.
Yeah.
That broke my heart. And I think that is what the only takeaway I take from this
And I wish people, especially now, what's going on with LGBTQ rights in this country, but straight cis people, you have no idea what it's like to feel defective in the world and to feel like your body is not who
you're
are.
Wrong.
We don't know that it's gay. We know how to feel defective.
Yeah, but it's a different experience.
It's a different experience, and that's why just let people be fucking people.
It's a different experience to feel like you're being born in the wrong body.
Yeah, and then they talk about our parents again to get us black on the plot point, and we're nervous about that.
This better pay off.
It better.
If we get through this season with him deciding... it's fine if he decides I don't want to tell her parents. Fine, but it needs to be addressed because they have been pummeling us.
I don't think
with
they're
going to
have a problem with it.
Me either.
I don't either.
Me either.
You can't raise a daughter like that. Well, I guess you can.
I don't know if they will fully understand it because of where they come from, but maybe they'll be okay with it regardless.
Ushama. Sorry, I just hear it in my head now.
Ushama.
Ushama. All right.
You just hear the whispering, Oshama.
Second verse, same as the first. Let's talk about Nicole and Mahmoud. I'm over talking about them already because we're on episode 6.
I'm over them.
And it's been the same thing.
I wonder.
Same fight.
I wonder where this can go.
Thank you.
The only thing that was introduced that was new.
Where do we go?
The only thing that was introduced new was. She wants to do a clothing line for women who want to cover themselves, but also have style.
Is that the reason she came back to Egypt? Because a lot of people say they feel like that they're recreating this. I'm sorry.
It feels that way to me.
I don't believe that. They are too... She is too freaked out.
I agree.
He is too... I do not think they're both good enough actors.
That was my tinfoil hattie belief. And I did think that, especially at the first...
But is she doing this show? Is she wanting to do all of this? Because let's be honest, she applied for the show.
What I'm saying is, it's not that they are recreating what happened. I'm saying this actually happened. They're recreating it now for the cameras.
No, I know. They just feel too present and in the moment and too emotionally charged. But I'm wondering though, did she apply for the show and do all of this so that way she could talk about this clothing line?
That would be extremely self-serving, but who knows?
Maybe she'd think about it as a way to a market to help women.
I don't think Nicole has like a negative heart, so I think she probably would think of it to help people.
The interesting thing about this, or the thing that's less interesting to me, is that you just said it. It is the same fight. And y'all, near the end, he starts moving the goalposts more. And what I don't know is...
What?
Sub just like you're shaking it, and I heard it.
Oh, I'm swirling my liquid IV around in
y'all,
my water.
Y'all, I've got ears like a bat. And you can't...
And an ass like a cave. You should call it your bat cave.
Hey, boy. Come on in here. It's nice and dark.
When there's a flood
watch
of...
Watch out, there's teeth.
When there's a flood of water, when you come on it, a Batmobile drives out. Droop. Boom!
Wow. So, she's mentioned that she's always in the apartment. Mahmoud goes to work. She's a very dramatic person. Yeah. She is in her own movie, and in a way, I would feel sorry for someone who is isolated. Like I feel sorry for everybody who is left at home while their husband goes to work, or you know the same thing.
A lot.
So, but. But she's basically saying now, and it's interesting. She says, he's like, you want to pray? Sorry, when I do his voice, you ought to pray. It's less high pitched, but it's out more kind of here, right there.
More, it's got a little more bite in it.
Yes,
right.
It's right, Panfred, you want to pray?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not him.
Okay, what was he saying? Okay, come on.
What?
You'll get Sorry. Wrapped up in the voice.
So,
even though it
and
is
she's like, I'm going to go make some tea. And she's like, I told you it 100 times. And again, don't like, and they fight about it. It's constant bickering. And
it's the way he speaks in that sing-song pattern sounds like he's not angry. But what we see
the
is
words.
That he's seething all the time
yep.
at her. Yep. Seething.
And
because he's angry that she left.
It's that and angry. She just won't
comply.
Submit and do what he asks.
Yeah.
And so she basically says, that's when they're talking about, we need to go to your uncle's house and we're going to get his advice on their business of making clothes that are stylish but also modest. And I wrote down, that's a great idea.
It is a great idea.
I will say, a lot of places do exist. If you've ever seen a well-dressed Saudi woman who has obviously a lot of money, they're covered up. They look like a million fucking bucks.
Yeah, I do.
So there are already places. There may not be. There are probably places like this in Egypt.
I guess she mentioned like clothes where it's covered in the front, but the back is. I guess they could. Show
I think
their
she
back?
Was meaning. I think she was meaning that's what she didn't want.
Oh, she didn't. I was, yeah. Because I was confused. I went, wait, you can. I don't think you can do that, girl.
No. But I think so. Maybe
it would make her comfortable because clothes are how she expresses herself. Yeah. If she could do that, it would make her comfortable.
She is trying to find a way out of it. She's trying to kind of heal herself in some way. He's not going to help with that.
No.
So this is where he turned for me. Like, I was annoyed by him. I thought he was pretty rigid, and I thought he talked over her and minimized everything she wanted. Now
he gives her breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
Little breadcrumbs. But he doesn't want to compromise with her at all.
Yeah.
And I know she's moving to his country. And, though, he did choose to marry a blonde American pinup doll.
Who loves fashion.
If you want a woman who acclimates to your culture, then marry a woman in your culture.
Now, did you hear him say, there was this really chilling moment where she said, let's go over to your uncle's, just maybe cover your hair. And she goes, oh, I'm not covering my hair. I'm not covering my hair ever.
And to her credit, she has told him this many, many times. Yep. Again, after she went through and tried it. So she did try it, and she said, and I get that. Again, y'all, she did not use Uncle Google at all, but she did say, I didn't know what I was agreeing to. We talked about that earlier.
Yep.
But now when she gives him a boundary, and he completely bulldozes through it.
Well, not constantly. Even that. He does it in such a nice, passive-aggressive way.
Yeah.
He goes, okay, sweetie, I'll give you time. Which means basically saying, you will, with a smile.
Yes.
And then, so she takes that, and so they have this huge thing about fighting about sleeves, where she said that she was wearing sleeves and without sleeves in America, and he had a real problem with that. And he literally, whether it was on camera or not, he went in the next room, and you could actually see he was furious.
Livid. Livid.
Livid. And
just like Christy Cottle at the clinic counter.
So she finally says, why did you even have me come here? It's the same fight over and over again.
Yes.
And then finally,
because he says, well, I don't think we can be together.
He leaves.
He leaves.
Completely. Where'd you go? And he's like, outside.
He's like, you know. And she says, this is what he does. It's smart of her to say this. She said, he always leaves and never talks. And he takes the power out of the room. I went, that's smart.
That is a move of cruelty. It shows you what type of communication style you accept and will only tolerate.
Yeah.
And it is tricky to try to, and for lack of a better term, y'all, domesticate this American woman to what you want
I think that's an appropriate term for this.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not saying I don't agree with what he wants of a woman personally, but that's fine if that's his religious
and culture, what she wants.
But this now has gone past that where he completely, if I watched this and I went, oh, you don't actually love her at all.
Yeah.
She's just a fuck. Again, she's just kink for you, and you wanted to fuck her, and so you married her.
Just to look at it from his perspective, she says, you don't know how much I've compromised. In his perspective, he thinks he's compromised the world.
The world.
And that's what's so hard. Y'all, the values could not be further apart.
Yeah.
And so they will never agree on what the other has compromised
on.
No,
that's true.
And that's why this is DOA. And not in DOA where I think they will stay away from one another. I'm just worried she's going to keep leaving and coming back. I just had this really bad feeling. And the fighting got bad because he says, Mahmoud says, I don't think you love me anymore. I don't think I can ever make you happy. And then finally, you want to stay or go. And Nicole says, I've had enough.
She says, I've had enough. And she says, that's where she kind of says, everything is on your terms. And she says, kind of like Ty, stop playing with me. Stop playing on my phone.
I don't know where we go from here.
Nowhere.
I just don't know.
We see next week that then we have, again, all of her family now doesn't understand why she's not wearing a hijab.
They say it, hijab.
Hijab. Mm-hmm. Hijab. So
it's not there's gonna, no j in
but doesn't
in
it feel like this is like episode 16 of the season for them?
Yeah. Well, it is just the same argument. It's interesting. I think this is the most. I'm not going to say it's the most high stakes season of Toe we've had, but
I think it is.
It is the most stacked odds. I think of every season.
It was pretty high stakes whenever Submit was kidnapped by his family, and Jenny's just sitting there.
That's all I've got,
y'all. That's the show. We did it in Vegas.
We did it in Vegas. What happens in Vegas gets heard all over the
podcast. Yeah. We'll be doing more shows. This will be the last thing because we're covering. Never mind.
Yeah, zip it.
Yeah, I'm going to zip it. Happy Monday if you're listening to this show. We hope you have a good day. And remember, go to realitygaze.com, go to our Instagram, our TikTok, our social media. And we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you've had bats fly to your bat cave.
Butthole.
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.